USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators, hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The surge of coronavirus cases in California that health officials have warned was coming has arrived and will continue to worsen, according to Governor Gavin Newsom, while the mayor of Los Angeles warned that by early next week, his city could see this kind of crush that crippled New York. Newsom said California cases grew 26% in one day, even with the results of 65,000 tests still pending. Johns Hopkins University tallied more than 4,700 California cases with at least 97 deaths. After a slow start, testing has accelerated from about 27,000 on Tuesday to 88,000 today. Americans may have to make do with chocolate eggs this Easter as the real ones are becoming hard to find. Along with hand sanitizer and toilet paper, consumers are filling up their shopping carts with lots of eggs. According to Nielsen, egg sales soared 86% last week compared to one year ago. Wholesale prices for a dozen Midwest large eggs surged to a record $3.09, up from $1.03 at the beginning of the month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Instacart shoppers and a labor activism group known as the Gig Workers Collective have called for a strike of the online shopping service on Monday to protest what they say is critical lack of proper safety precautions for the over 150,000 people that shop and deliver those groceries nationwide. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed many consumers to begin relying on companies like Instacart, and those workers have expressed concern that they're putting themselves at risk of catching the coronavirus. Instacart, based in San Francisco, announced that it would be drastically expanding its workforce by 300,000 across North America in response to the overwhelming demand. Instacart's CEO said in an announcement that any full-service or in-store shopper can receive up to 14 days of extended pay if you're diagnosed with COVID-19. Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.